Gary sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. Sorry, though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this month.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down will never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Give me the cue. Check 1, 2. Don't try to come off of me. Because you do-do. You're treating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy. You're living foul. MCs. You know who you are. On the bandwagon, YZ. Cause you a star. This is a year. When the jokers are wild. When the fact you're hacking. You try to write your style. Like get hip to the scheme. Before it happens. If it gets wild. Then I'll start capping, but for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bomb, because I'm house.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
They on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet?
It's brought to you.
This building?
By the fuck?
This school, this country, you.
That Father Teresa does not give.
All right. Father Teresa's wine cellar. Father Teresa, the greatest black atheist. William J. Jackson, a.k.a. Dark Skin Nigglesworth, Phoenix Kaleeder, the Uppity Negress. Uppity Negress on the Twitters. 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. Uppity Negress on the Twitters. And, I mean, I'm about done with the Facebook Live shit. Like, if anybody looking right now.
Yeah.
I like it because, like, in the end, it has, several hundred views, but always, like, there's, like, 3 people tuned in live. You see the shit went Nintendo, like, fucking immediately with the fucking video. That pisses me smooth the fuck off. Like, we can just do internal recordings and upload, but I like the fucking live interaction. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if people still want the live, even if it goes Nintendo, so we can have the live interaction, because I plan on, getting the wine cellar something for Christmas and investing in a second camera, because that's the only reason why I can't do internal recording and a live recording at the same time, is because it won't let me use the same camera for both things, so I have to use 2 separate cameras. Excuse.
No.
All right, now there is the whatnot, the what have you, this, that, and the other for November 13th, 2017. Morrissey, some feller person named Morrissey has things to say about Israel and what you are jealous of.
What am I jealous of?
Israel, nigga.
I'm not.
How they dance.
Really?
How they rap. Yes. Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I can rap like an Israeli. What?
No, you can't do hip hop. No, you can't.
I can.
Mm-mm.
I can head rap like an Israeli.
Fake news. Yeah, see, look at that shit. That video has gone smooth, you know, Nintendo.
What? It did. I'm not gonna lie, though. I was amused for the one episode just because the title was, like, the revolution will be Snapchat filtered, and it was just funny that that was, like, the still. But yeah, other than that, I get it, and it pisses me off, too.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. And, a cop got arrested. And, that should happen. Gun yoga. Whatever. Fine. That exists. Past clip from Alex Jones. Didn't have time to play it on the last episode. Still amuses me. Still gonna play it. Stephen Klubeck. He had things to say about the Democrats. Stephen Klubeck gives money to Democrats. This is news that, I mean, yeah, you can catch us covering it, but this is the kind of thing that Joyanne Reed and Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell and Chris Hayes, they're gonna cover this hardcore. They're not. And Phoenix Collider's been, but you're not doing your Trans-Pacific Partnership episode yet.
Yeah, I want to wait until tonight and see what the MSNBC pundits have to say about it. I think that would add to the spectacularness of the entire situation.
Shit, I think in our time zone, Maddow goes on at 8.
I don't know. Well, it doesn't involve Russia, so is Maddow going to cover it?
It is Russia.
It's not.
Yeah, it is, because they passed the TPA, so they're rushing it through.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
What?
And then another victim of Roy Moore comes forward. That happened.
And reality TV star. Wait a second. Is that new? Reality TV star fired for transphobic comments? Maybe it happens so much.
I don't know. I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah.
I don't fucking.
Yeah, that's a major factor. Who the fuck are these people? These fucking Booby and Jizzy Jazzy and Jeff and whoever the fuck these fucking people are.
And we also have a sex worker story I would like to cover.
Okay.
Yes, after the trigger warning, though.
All right.
Which kind of gives an indicator what's going on.
No, we did. I did play the trigger warning.
Yeah, you did. Sorry, yeah. I was like getting caught up trying to post that Roy Moore shit.
Yeah. You missed it.
I did. No, it was a sex worker who got murdered, but the alleged killer, because it's still alleged for some, well, because it hasn't gone to trial yet, has a history of violence against women in very recent history. Like, he already has 2 other assault charges this year against women. So.
Kill him.
Yes.
Fucking kill him.
Hey, black people, Michael Wright is hanging out with us.
Michael Wright, Something in Common program. Yes. Just gonna share this over to Social Dissonance and,
Is Rise Up with, Kay Nicole coming back? Because I would love to hear that coverage of the TPP. Let me know.
Michael Wright don't want to produce it. He's like, no. He does not want, he don't want her to shine.
Maybe we should convince her to buy him some milk, and then maybe.
Jesus Christ.
And then maybe he'll get on it.
Ah, man. Holy hell. All right. What in the heck, darn, is going on here? All right. So, you got this from news out of New Jersey?
Yeah.
News Jersey?
Yeah.
All right. So, West Deptford? What, that's a fucking town out there?
Apparently.
New Jersey is so fucking small. It is a town. Like, stop trying to have towns in your town. Good cop, Officer Thomas M. McWayne, was a pioneer of sorts. Ooh, okay. He was a pioneer of sorts when he was certified as a drug addiction recovery coach.
Yes.
He was the first officer in Gloucester County.
Gloucester.
Nah, that's Gloucester. Gloucester?
Wow.
Glue your ancestors?
Oh, Michael Wright is throwing shade.
What he said? It'll come back. She gets off her butt. Sir! She's gonna see this comment section.
I don't believe. I think you're slandering her good name.
She's gonna catch you. Gonna get in trouble.
No more milk for you. Not even almond milk, really.
There's a Penny Loco. Penny Loco got the social dissonance page almost at 23,000. And man, yo, Penny Loco, my favorite troll in the comment sections on that one is the one with the Chuck Norris profile picture. Mm. That cat is fracking hilarious. All right, good cop, good cop.
Yeah.
So he was the first officer in Glucose County to earn the distinction, and it stemmed from his experiences encountering addicts on the streets. In 2016, the South Jersey Times story noted that he had used I'm between 12-hour shifts. The story noted that he used the opiate overdose anecdote Narcan more than any other overseer over the previous year. Now, West Deptford leaders even issued a proclamation honoring him for his services and helping addicts. Now he stands accused of taking advantage of drug offenders for his own financial gain.
I didn't see it coming.
Nobody's not coming. When it's good, you gotta be surprised by good cops doing great things. You didn't think he was a great cop. You're like, he's just your average run-of-the-mill good cop. You just didn't think he was fucking great. Great value cops, nigga. The fuck? So McWayne, the 30-year-old, was arrested this week following a 6-month investigation and charged with evidence tampering and filing false reports. Officials say that Mr. McWayne, while apparently posing as a civilian, allegedly asked people to meet up with him and bring narcotics. He would then arrest them and refer these people to drug rehab services, prosecutors allege. Penny Loco says, shout out to Phoenix rocking the Fila merch.
Michael Wright says he feels disrespected, especially after supporting the light skin, or the sensitive light skin news network.
Man. Fucking Christ, that can be a real thing. I think I say that every time I see it.
Yeah, it was gonna be me and Ricky, man. We're sensitive, we have feelings, we like news.
Yeah, and Phoenix is in the Fila merch, as Penny Loco pointed out, because we go to Ross and we dress for less.
We do.
We fucking do.
I was actually gonna steal the child's Echo hat because it was red, but that needs to be reconfiscated.
No, you just get your own.
No, he needs to reconfiscate it. Somebody stole it from him off the school bus.
How? Like, snatch it off his head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to go to the principal.
Mm-hmm.
When are you doing that?
Wednesday.
Yep. What the fuck is with these fucking... Like, these kids are in the fucking suburbs. Your parent, you probably got even flyer shit than us.
They probably don't. That's probably why they took it.
Then how can they afford to live out here and they... I don't know what's happening. Yeah. Okay, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, that makes me want to go up there, because that kid stole my money.
Yeah.
Like, that, all right, so some fucking punk-ass kid just stole my money, and I want to go see him about it. Jesus Christ. good cops doing great things.
Yes.
Now, he was allegedly steering his targets to the drug rehab program, which he had a financial stake in, investigators say. Now, the charges announced this week involve a case earlier this year in which Mr. McWayne filed a false narrative regarding evidence, seizure, and arrest, according to prosecutors. When he realized an investigation was underway, Mr. McWayne allegedly deleted incriminating text messages asking someone to bring drugs to a traffic stop. Officials say the allegations involve more than one incident. The West Deptford police say they learned something was possibly amiss in April and began an internal affairs investigation. Evidence collected includes body cam footage. Police Chief Sam DeSimon.
Yes.
Whatever.
Confirmed. Mr. McWayne, who has served with the township force since 2014, surrendered in the Glucose County Prosecutor's Office this week and is suspended without pay. He's scheduled to appear in court on December in the 21st. Oh, good, good, yeah. So this is Christmas.
This good, is Christmas. This is Christmas.
Good cops face their fears. Took advantage of dope fiends. Now jail's coming near.
I'm okay with that. But you know, and I'm trying to like go out of my way to find more and more of these stories. People are like, oh, it's just a few bad apples. And I'm like, it is my lifelong mission to be like, it's not a few.
She sent, Penny Loco says she's sending a soccer ball and some hacky sacks.
Okay. That is very nostalgic.
You play hacky sack?
I used to.
I could never do it.
I used to play when I was like middle school and high school.
Yeah, my feet just couldn't pull it off.
Children of the 80s and 90s, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think you and Penny Loco are both older than me, though. Yeah. Like, you two are, like, damn near Generation X.
I don't know how old Penny is, so.
Penny Loco, ain't you 36, nigga? Not, what? No. Penny Loco would be, like, 38 by now, right? Sure. She'll comment.
She said, keep the kids, yes, you will keep the kids out of trouble with the hacky sack. That is true.
With the hacky sack?
Yes. As long as they're not playing it in the house, because then they'll break something and get in more trouble.
All right. Now, Daniel E. Ryback is Mr. McWayne's attorney, and he said his client was doing his job and broke no laws when he made the arrest. Lawyers just have to say shit. Like, how much do they roll their eyes at themselves?
Seriously. Well, I'm sure that the money stops any eye rolling from happening.
Oh. So he rolled on and said this, quote, this is the lawyer, Mr. Ryback, the so-called victims were actively engaged in criminal activity while Officer McWayne was operating in accordance with the appropriate practices of the West Deptford Police Department. We are confident the criminal justice system will vindicate him of these charges.
Okay.
Mr. McWayne's professional record includes several accolades. Beating three niggers in the face. I was making that up. Okay. And several accolades. Prior to joining West Deptford, he worked as a South Harrison Township cop. While there, Mr. McWayne was recognized by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety as a 2010 Top Gun officer for his high number of DWI arrests.
Nigga, how you... Top Gun, you
so
say?
So are you pulling out guns on niggas that you think are drunk? Like, how do they... They need to think about what words they use for what things. Top Gun for DWIs. No.
She's calling you Babyface Jax.
Who said that? Penny Loco said we're ex-lineals. Where do you come up with this stuff? Why don't you write raps? Like, Penny Loco, just come up with slick lines and I'll make them rhyme and we'll be co-writers. And who called me Babyface Jackson?
Penny did.
I just recently shaved is all that happened.
Babyface Jack's over here talking about his elders.
Yesterday I had just cut my hair and shaved. I was looking real grimy. That's all that happened. I had the a lot more hair and I cut some nose hair out. And it's still ill to me, right? Like, I don't care that I have nose hair. I think that's some evolution shit.
Yes.
I don't care that I have gray nose hair. I think that's dope. Why the fuck do I have red nose hair? What is that?
Because the Irish aren't really white.
Jesus Christ. Maybe the Irish were slaves.
Or just, you know.
My background had the first Irish slave. He just got so engulfed with
then the blackness got powerful and the melanin just took over.
Oh, was in the field so well, much, the, just got dark.
Well, that was the plantation breeding project that your family graduated from.
Oh,
the,
shit.
The Irish in there.
And said, can we turn... So I'm the real Dolezal. Fuck. She's a faker.
Speaking of which, did you see that white boy in Florida? They were talking about, like, he's transracial and he's fucking, like, Filipino or Korean.
Oh,
or
I think I saved that and I wasn't sure if we make a show notes or not. I did save it, though.
I didn't read it, but I saw the headline. I was like, I need to scroll past. I can't do it right now. Yeah. I can't do it.
White dude has decided he's Filipino, which is... Isn't that more a nationality than a race?
Yeah, I mean, it's Asian, but yeah, it's a specific culture within Asia. They don't look white, though, traditionally speaking. They are not,
No, yeah, like the heads that I knew in Washington State when I was a kid, they just look like brown people. Just very generically, they just look like earthlings.
Earthlings?
Yeah, like they just look like humans.
Yeah.
Just brown.
Sam in the chat room says, I'm an XY and definitely had hacky sacks. See, hacky sacks are where it's at, man.
Hacky sacks are, oh my goodness, fucking Christ. Sound like an after-school special. Hacky sacks are where it's at. So kids, don't get hooked on crack. Hacky sacks are... All right, good cop's doing great things. Continuing. But at his own expense. And these are his accolades, along with beating niggers in the face.
Yeah, pulling guns on people at traffic stops. Awesome.
Yeah. At his own expense, Mr. McWayne enrolled in courses to help him recognize the signs of addiction and help addicts on the road to recovery.
That is so fucking, like, shady, the way they're framing it. Like, he used his own money. He used his own money to buy himself a skill set that gives him a raise. He invested his money in a pension, is what he did.
Hey, and what was his job then? Was he still working for cops?
Yep.
So that was our money. That was tax money. Used his own money. He didn't serve nobody. He didn't protect anybody, but he got paid to do it. That's our money, not his money. Not your money, not your money, not your, not. You remember that record?
Yes.
Yeah, good times. Continuing. Through his dedication and desire to help the recovery community, we cannot call every fucking thing a community. Stop that. All right?
But we can.
What, after this podcast, I'm going to join the taking a shit community? Like, yes. Everything is not a goddamn community.
Is it a culture? Like, call-out culture?
No.
Hashtag culture?
That's not a culture. There isn't the... Is there a call-out dance? Do we all get together and eat the call-out cuisine? No, this shit is not...
Well, you know, there was someone arguing on Crooked Eye's Twitter today that West Coast rap isn't part of hip-hop culture.
Yeah, sure. Please continue, dear friend. Keep saying words.
Because he's from New York.
Yeah.
And the thing about hip hop culture is it's about bragging about what you have. It's about looking fly. It's about the girls you have. It's not about violence.
He just described a great deal of Snoop's content. Literally, Hollowtip has a song called High Sidin'. Like... Do we not remember, do we forget Dr. Dre's been there, done that? Got guns, I got straps, million motherfucker, god damn it.
But only when West Coast rappers do it, because when East Coast rappers talk about violent shit, that's different. That's a life narrative.
Or if you go back to 1988, you want to get funky with me, Mr. Man, which, and being that it was released in 1988, it was written and recorded in 1987, let's get it right, buddy, fucking Tone Loc. On I Got It Going on the Loked After Dark album, said L.A., first city to bust the Fila gear. Check the quote. Go ahead. Quote search me on that. I know my shit. All right.
But he was named Loc, therefore he was promoting violence, therefore he was not actually part of the hip-hop community.
Oh, that violent ass album. Doing the wild thing. Oh, look at us. Look at us. Nintendo the fuck up. Right when I was
trying. But wait, I can see my eyes, though. That's fucking creepy, honestly. Oh, that's fucked up. I don't like that.
You know, and I thought that it would help if I just didn't have the other browser running, but apparently it's just fucking hopeless.
Yeah, I'm saying, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you.
Yeah. All right. Jesus Christ. This good cop one. I'll go ahead. Let's save the show notes and just flip all this shit to the website.
Yeah.
So by tomorrow you can catch everything that we fucking covered.
Yes.
That we fucking covered. I'm gross, man, the way I talk.
Wow.
What? Okay. What you smell? What? You smell. Let's make this episode fast. What up?
The sex worker one is already on the website, so.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Or do you want?
Yeah, you pull it up. That's your story. You go for it. Yeah. Fiscal Leader's going to bring up this Father Muckin story. Let me take a look back at the chat space. Sam San said Filipinos tend racially to be a mix of indigenous and Asian folks and Spanish Invaders. And then there's Jan, the book reader. She reads more books than you.
That's possible.
That's fact-based fact.
You don't know that.
She proved it.
Really?
She did.
Really?
Yeah.
What were the receipts?
She
I'm a member of receipt culture.
Her nickname is Belle. She lives in a castle. She got a whole ass life. She read every single one of them motherfuckers. Her homeboy Beast had that shit. Nigga, Beast be wildin'. And he got her a gang of books. Sex workers' rights.
Sex workers' rights. So this story is actually from London. A man was accused of murdering a sex worker, but also has a history of violence against women. Yeah, I know, right? Like, we're shocked. I didn't see it coming. A man charged with killing a London sex worker was accused earlier this year of assaulting another sex worker and was under a court order not to seek paid sexual services, according to the Free Press.
How ill is that? That they're... You're so fucking dangerous. They're telling you not to do something illegal, right, that you already ain't supposed to be doing. They're like, commit other crimes.
It's legal there.
Oh, say like, word. Where is it?
In England. Like, parts of England have... They don't have decriminalization, but they have legalization. So I think where this happened, the rule is as long as you are not working out of a private home and sex work is not more than 50% of your income, police will not harass you.
Because the laborer cannot control the means of production. Right. Can right. Fucking not.
Like, I mean, it's obviously better than here, but it's not free per se. You know. But London sex workers say they received no warning from police of a dangerous situation in the city with someone potentially targeting them while someone who was potentially targeting them was free on bail and under conditions not to seek their services. We were not given a heads up by police, says a representative of Safe Space, a collective of sex workers and allies. London police said they can't comment on the issue because of a court-ordered publication ban on evidence. Gag order. I don't know how to say his name.
I pronounce things the best.
No, you
more
don't.
Better than
no,
everybody.
You don't.
That's Oluwatobi. Oluwatobi Boyede. See? Bam.
Okay. Boyede, age 25, was charged last week with second-degree murder in the death of Josephine, a.k.a. Josie Glenn, age 26, whose remains were found in his family's home in southeast London. Court documents show an alarming pattern of escalation that exemplifies the need to take assault charges seriously, says women's advocate Annalise Trudell, manager of ANOVA, a London agency and shelter supporting abused women. This is just textbook escalation. Initial charges need to be taken seriously, and any emergent patterns need to be seen, said Trudell. Boyede was charged in March. We're in November now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in March, he was charged with sexual assault, choking, and forcible confinement of a sex worker. And February 16th, he was in an incident involving a woman whose identity is protected by a court-ordered publication ban. He faces another assault charged to the February 26th incident involving yet another woman. So he has had 3 encounters with women where he has done something heinous to them over the last year, and nobody told sex workers, hey, by the way, this guy is targeting y'all.
Because when workers don't have rights, they can't unionize. That's why it ain't just about fucking workers like fucking me. It's all workers, including sex workers.
Yes.
And if you're fucking, if your feminism don't include them, then...
And your feminism is trash, and so are you.
Yeah, and then they're gonna, like Phoenix Kalita did, walk in that voting booth and say, fuck your Hillary, and Phoenix Kalita went Jill Stein on your asses.
I did.
Why? Because Jill Stein changed her position.
Well, also because I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Oh.
And if we only have a two-party system that does not require listening to constituents, that's a terrorist. That's a hostage situation. I don't negotiate with terrorists. Fuck you.
I just saw one of those purple flowers go across the screen. Are those back?
I guess. Did they ever leave? I don't know.
I thought the purple flowers stopped.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they were like for, I actually don't know.
Oh. Spring or something?
That's what I was thinking. Spring, because it makes me think like springtime fresh. Like you just did some chores and you got your Mr. Clean springtime fresh.
According According to Trudell, people often get a sense of confidence when they commit, quote, lesser assaults. There is a pattern of taking it to the next level. Boyede appeared in court last week and was reported to be calm and relaxed as he dealt with charges in one of the cases unrelated to the murder of Glenn. His next appearance will be next Friday when he will appear in court for the second-degree murder charge.
Calm and relaxed. Because he knows he's hurting people that ain't got no dat gun. They call it recourse.
That's what they say.
They ain't recoursing. All right.
Yes. So, I just, as you know, we try to cover these kind of stories because they don't really get a lot of shine in mainstream media. So we want to cover those. It's important to us.
Indeed. Now, this fella right here, let's just get to this guy, get to Alex Jones and wrap it up because I'm probably, and also just thinking about the whole week, this probably going to be an over 60 hours week.
Okay.
Yeah, so I might even touch 70. So yeah, we're going to see what happens this week. All right, so this is Stephen Klubeck, and
I just like the fact his name is literally spelled phonetically. It looks like Dr. Seuss shit. Klubeck, Ubleck, Stephen in the Ubleck. That's what the fuck it looks like.
Fucking Stephen Klubeck is basically invest in Democrats to get what he wants, and so this fella was on your favorite news station. Mm-hmm. Oh, what the fuck? So what I'm clicking on is some
system as it exists today.
Some other nigga trying to be us, already commenting on it.
Democratic leadership needs to get together and say we've got to find a middle ground. Because if the Democrats continue to go far to the left, you've got that whole group in the center that aren't going to go the way of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. And then you're going to fracture the party even more.
Stephanie Rule.
All right. So basically, the whole thing is about this guy does not want the party to go left. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to hold up money.
New brand created.
Are we going to see Democrats pull it together and vote together? A lot of Bernie supporters did not turn and vote for Hillary. They just didn't vote at all.
I know, and I can tell you that if we go far left, I'm out. We need middle.
There you go, blam. He just said if we go far left, his money is out. And just in case you're like, Wayne, why are you covering this shit? This shit don't fucking matter. First off, it's on your precious little MSNBC, your corporate media that you trust so goddamn much. Mm. Not you cool people that tune into this, but someone who might just be passing along. Bad. Yeah. And, but also, remember 2014 when the banksters threatened to take the money away if Elizabeth Warren didn't shut her mouth talking all that populist shit. And you know what happened? She shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing. Because she shut the fuck up, there's nothing to report on. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be weird to report on, geez, someone's not talking as much. She's still showing up to her job. She's still clocking in, doing things, right? Doing the paperwork, doing the vote, sitting in the chamber. But she's not hopping in the bully pulpit and talking that gangster shit. Mm-hmm. Because the banksters threatened to take away the money.
Right.
So, I mean, as if they were already gonna go left. There you go. The money said don't do it, so they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what Phoenix Clarita was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just gonna say, because you said, he said, if we go left, I'm taking my money out. And that's because if we go left, your money's coming out. It's just coming out to us. And he's like, I will pull it out before you get your grubby little peasant hands on my shit. I was like, yeah, fuck you.
Uh-oh. Bringing it down. All right. And then Alex Jones for the end.
Oh, God.
What? You don't like Alex Jones?
Not really, no.
You don't think he's brilliant?
No, I don't.
You don't think he's a genius?
No.
You don't think... Oh, man, we don't have time for the Irish Built America video. I'm saving that one. We got to do that. No, now you also don't think the Irish Built America.
Correct.
Do you not believe in anything
that's
true?
You're one Irish ancestor, but the rest of them, no.
So you're just going to diss my cousins like that?
Yeah.
You're saying Everlast Whitey Ford did not build McMurka?
Yeah.
Phoenix Collider doesn't like anything that's true.
That's an interesting way to reframe the situation.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
What?
I'm trying to brace myself for Alex Jones. That's all.
Trying to brace yourself for Alex Jones? You don't have to. Like, what, for the soothing voice?
Oh my God.
Of the Jones?
Okay.
Gotta love Jones? InfoWars?
No.
He's gonna bring it.
Deep State wants to embarrass Trump with more terror attacks. And it's all connected to the Antifa, this individual.
I know
why
you.
Why the fuck does he say Antifa like that?
Did you not know that Antifa is part of the deep state?
They are part of the deep state and ISIS somehow.
Yeah.
As we have learned from Alex Jones. So last time you played a clip, he's like, the Las Vegas shooter just joined ISIS and had Antifa, or whatever the fuck he says it, reading material and was part of Antifa. And they're working because they're self-loathing whites who work with ISIS to cause white genocide somehow.
Correct. Now you're learning.
Devin Kelly in mental institutions, the Air Force put him in, trying to go to bases with guns to kill his commanding officers. That's the Associated Press and CBS News. And protected and allowed to assault his wife and other people and children and to be a pedophile. And then protected.
He was a pedophile. And then
he just likes saying that word. Like, he really just throws that word around.
Turned loose. You know he was told, you're our little secret agent now, the deep state. You're not going to go to jail. Don't kill your commanding officers. We have a job for you. And just like a wind-up toy, right out of the government mental institutions, allowed to get guns, the files not put into the NICS system, on purpose, so they're...
On purpose?
Wait a second. So now Alex Jones is against someone who may be deemed mentally ill having access to weapons?
What?
Let's run that back. You didn't hear that shit? Hold up.
Allowed to get guns, the files not put into the NICS system on purpose, so their wind-up toy...
And also not classified anywhere so he could be in a database? Jones don't like that?
Huh.
Exactly what do you believe in?
Whatever gets me that paycheck,
Jesus
nigga.
Christ.
Paychecks. Paychecks and propaganda. That's what the fuck he believes in.
Yep. And then the irony that, like, folks can't really see too close. On this InfoWars clip, on this background screen is Donald Trump and a bunch of cards falling, like as if Trump is knocking down the house of cards. I'm sure that's the idea that we're going for. But it looks more like his house of cards is falling. Mm. All right. Well, where else is he going with this?
Classic Manchurian Candidate.
I knew I was Devin. Like, he's gonna say Manchurian Candidate. Oh, I fucking knew it.
He doesn't go to that one as much as he used to. He had to bring it back. And then look how he puts his posture back up, like, yeah, nailed that shit.
Again, Kelly with another fucking suit coat that's too small.
Candidate.
That guy in a little coat.
Their wind up toy, classic Manchurian Candidate. Let's put Devin Kelly on screen. And what did our source start talking about yesterday? He said, I can't get into this, and I can't get into him, and I can't get into his background, but it's all in the news. And absolutely, there it is. Mind control.
Wait, did they Photoshop him at the crime scene after the crime scene happened?
Yeah, they did.
What the fuck is wrong with them?
I don't know why.
It's weird. It's fucking... The way they have it, I don't know how well it's showing up, but the way they have it framed, it looks like the shooter is taking a selfie with the crime scene behind him after he already shot everybody.
And got shot himself. He's dead.
Which is also like, now this is an interesting narrative that they're, this time, that it's he's the Manchurian Candidate and he's like the deep cover mind control, because last time he covered the story, wasn't he running away from the crime scene, urinating himself, screaming mommy?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Remember that?
And we almost got this clip in the same episode as that clip. That would have made the episode really raw. Holy shit. All right, Jones, where are you going with this?
Hype up a revolution on November 4th, they'll activate their sleeper cells. And let me tell you something. They got hardcore drugs. They got programming. They got it all.
See, again, now, see, for people, I know. Like, I facts matter to me.
What?
They got hardcore drugs.
No, he said in the beginning of October that it wasn't going to be November. Antifa, as he calls them, was going to launch a bunch of attacks throughout the month of October, and all the shit was going to go down between like the 14th, 15th, 16th, in the middle of the month. And then the only thing that happened was Vegas, so he's like, oh, next week it's going to happen. Now he's saying, I knew it was going to happen in November. And it's going to be a bunch of them, and there's been one. One is the loneliest number.
No, like, more stuff happened.
Yeah? Really? What happened?
Well, like, that guy went on the MSNBC and threatened the money. That was very Antifa-ic of him. Mm-hmm. Like, that was downright tyrannical. Pretty sure Trump tweeted.
Trump did tweet.
Yeah.
And he has 280 characters now.
He can really flesh out his ideas now. Or, I mean, he does.
The change we never needed. Thank you, Jack.
Oh, he does tweet on the pooper, so I guess he's flushing out his ideas.
And the proof is they put him in a mental institution for trying to kill his chain of command with weapons, and they let him out, and then they let him continue to attack people.
I like that wording. You realize that that's that wording you do when you don't know what the fuck to say. He said tried to kill them with weapons.
Kill his chain of command with weapons, and they let him out, activate their sleeper cells. And let me tell you something. They got hardcore drugs, they got programming, they got it all. And the proof is they put him in a mental institution for trying to kill his chain of command with weapons.
Tried to kill him with weapons.
His hands were busy.
Me? I don't know, man. That guy, as dangerous as Jones is making him say, and his hands may be laden with registered weapons.
They may be.
What the fuck kind of wording did I just do? As dangerous wording. As Jones is making him seem. Damn. Wording.
I don't know. Maybe he was going to use a spork from the cafeteria. You don't know.
A plastic one?
Yes.
Holy shit. Because George Bush, he could just use a peanut. Don't do that.
And they let him out. And then they let him continue to attack people and did nothing. They protected him, just like Major Hassan at Fort Hood for 2 years was talking to the number two in Al-Qaeda about his attacks, and the CIA knew and did nothing.
Wait, another white dude?
No, it's the same guy.
Oh, that he's just bearded up? Mm-hmm. Okay, he's having a good time.
Well, because he's talking about Hassan, not from the Fort Hood shooting, who was a Muslim, so you have to show the next picture of the shooter with the beard to make the Muslim connotation to your dog whistle viewers. Like, I see what you did.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was a different guy.
No, same guy.
Ooh, excuse me.
Same guy, different narrative.
Whoops-a-days.
Because look at that mind control. Look at that guy. I bet if you did it.
That's mind control? Just look at that picture. That's mind control. Yes. Yeah, you are mind controlling your audience.
Autopsy, he's been under electroshock therapy, you name it. That guy tried to kill his high command, and they said, put this guy into a black project. Scramble his brain. This guy's a perfect candidate as a wind-up toy.
Put him in the black project. I want to make a mini-series of that.
The Black Project.
Put him in the Black Project. We're going to show you how to lace your chucks up proper, so nigga. Put him in the Black Project.
Teach you how to iron out your flag. Maybe put a crease in it.
Maybe put a crease in it. Oh, Phoenix yelled at me. Phoenix. Phoenix is an angry football viewer. Because, like, I'm in the kitchen. I hear you. Phoenix is one of those people that yells at the TV when the football game is on. No one else is even in there. It's not like there's someone she bumps shoulders with. Look at this shit. No, it's just her and the screen, and she's flipping her shit. And she was like, how is that a flag? That's not a flag. I said, maybe you should iron it out. And she said, shut up. I said, maybe you should put a crease in it. I said, shut up.
Yeah, I was rather loud about that. Having a moment. Whew. It wasn't even a pass interference. It was a horrible call.
Oh, and what else is going on in them football games?
Oh!
Yesterday. And that was like every game. There were like three games live and each one had that going on?
Yes. So apparently on the sidelines now, people, it used to be the players and the, the coaches, the assistants, the trainers, all had on a team merch, right? Now it's only the players who have on the team merch. The rest of, like, the coaching staff and the trainers and all of them have on jackets that have camouflage accents, like the new digitized camo that they're using. Not, like, the traditional camo you think of, but the new shit they have. or accents in the back of all the jackets, coats say USA, and the hats are camouflage, and the hats say USA and shit.
And I don't know if it was that one, but I know I had one tuned in while I was getting some web work done to the side, and I noticed that it went like straight from commercial to coin toss to game, and I was like, uh-huh. Oh, they skipped the anthem part.
Yes, which I think is I bet you that's the compromise, is they skipped the anthem, and then the flip side, the compromise of it was then putting everybody in that gear.
Yeah, because you know the thing
is, still like military propaganda.
And the military already paid them for it, so it's like they want their fucking money's worth.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and ironically, when I Google NFL sidelines gear, the first thing that comes up is camo. Yeah, this is what they had. It was like shit like that.
They can't see it.
So yeah, I'll post a picture in the thread.
Yeah, or put on Reading in the Shade and make a post about it. Yeah. Shady read that shit.
I like it.
You want to be a killer, son?
Damn, I didn't know I was going to unpause it on that. Let's give that a running start.
This guy into a black project. Scramble his brain. This guy's a perfect candidate as a wind-up toy. You want to be a killer, son? You're going to get to be a killer now.
I mean, isn't there sort of an assumption that you want to be a killer and that's why you join the military? Like, because that is kind of your job description.
What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood.
Whether you like it or not.
He's so hilarious. He's like, I'm at a point. I'm gonna like pop my collar, pull back my shoulders. I'm gonna be smug about it.
Whether you like it or not.
Oh, man. Ah.
And that's how the ball bounces. And that's why they grabbed Zachary up. Because Zachary knows how the cow ate the cabbage. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. If you just joined
what
it.
How the cow ate the cabbage? That's how the cow ate the cabbage? What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck did. We got so into that, we stopped looking at the comment section. Yeah. There's Cretan Loco up in the joint. Sam Loco still posted up in the joint. All right, everybody's cool. Everybody's chilling. Holy shit, man. That's how the cow ate the cabbage.
And, like, I know we laugh. I mean, it is funny and we laugh, but you all gotta remember, like, his people have a fucking White House press pass. Trump retweets news from them. I'm using that term very loosely here. So, like, this isn't just some, like, unhinged white dude with his conspiracy theories. This is an unhinged white dude who has access to the White House. It's kind of a situation. Yeah. Like, he got people to show up for that fucking Pizzagate shit with assault rifles.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, him or Joe Rogan. Yeah, again, man, I put more on Rogan than Jones with that shit. Because Rogan has more credibility than Jones for some reason. We're in a fucking abyss with our screens. That's all right. We can abyss it up.
Abyss it up.
Yeah. All right. Facebook Live. We're out of here. You guys hang out. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Damn, I clicked. I thought it would be like, do you really want to finish? I thought it was going to give me a second. All right. So Facebook Live is finished because I finished it too fast. All right. And podcast audio. I'm getting the fuck. Damn, those are high-ass decibels. This is going to be a loud fucking episode. All right. You fuckers, you fucking do fucking shit. And there is a Social Dissonance, a Critical Analysis of Justice Facebook group. Have not invited people to it yet. It'll be a thing where people can have the same sort of social dissonance threads, but no trolls.
Yes.
I'll actually literally boot trolls like I don't do from the page.
Well, we can just let people in based on, you know, requests instead of just a mass invite.
Yeah, and then start doing that thing where that you used to do in that old group where you're like, someone has to vouch for you, and if they get kicked out, you get kicked out with them. Ha! All right. Have a fucking good one, fuckerinos.
Bye.